Welcome to Around the House for your legislative update with the Indiana House Republican Caucus. The Indiana State Fair is in full swing. Join the celebration through Sunday, August 19th. Before setting out, make sure to check for discount ticket opportunities on the Indiana State Fair's website. On Tuesday, admission, midway rides, and selected foods are all just $2. Days highlighting first responders, AAA members, the BMV, and other organizations also offer some great deals. Along with free concerts and other performances, fairgoers will find displays exhibiting Indiana's strong presence and history in the ag industry. Learn more about the Indiana State Fair featured farmers, which according to State Representative Jim Baird from Greencastle, includes farmers recognized for being some of the best in the state.
Every year, farm families are featured in the Glass Barn. This allows people to interact directly with the people that produce their food. And this year is no exception. One of those farm families in the Glass Barn is Legan Livestock and Grain from Fillmore, Indiana. They care about their animals, the land, and each other. I encourage you to attend the Indiana State Fair. Take time to visit with the Legans at the Glass Barn.
After checking out the livestock, 4-H projects, and other displays, don't forget to grab a delicious bite to eat, like birthday cake milkshakes and pork burgers.
The Indiana State Fair is the showcase event for Indiana agriculture. We are fortunate to be living in the breadbasket of the world here in the Midwest, and particularly Indiana. The State Fair affords 4-H members the opportunity to exhibit their livestock and other animals, as well as the many projects they've worked so hard to complete during the year.
State Representative Don Leahy from Brookston says, Visit Indiana is also highlighting many of the state's locally crafted and sourced goods, like featured wines Hoosiers can sample when traveling the Indiana-grown wine trail.
There's a new generation of Hoosier farmers who have new ways of growing their businesses and creating jobs. The Indiana Grown website features several areas of agribusiness, including several Indiana wineries. The Indiana Grown Wine Trail offers information on 31 of Indiana's wineries from all over the state, including Wildcat Creek Winery in Lafayette, Whitehorse Winery in Monticello, which are both in my local area. I encourage Hoosiers to get out and explore our many ways to support local growers.
To learn more about planning your visit to the Indiana State Fair, visit www.indianastatefair.com. This has been Around the House with your legislative update from the Indiana House Republican Caucus.